And ranking right up among those two things, Tracy Probst from the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce. A happy holiday, Tracy, and welcome back to WBEV.
Yes, ho, 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 and happy holidays to you. The magic of the season is in the air.
It is. And one thing that is in the air last weekend that thankfully is not going to be very much in the air today is a lot of snow. Before we talk about the activities this weekend and next, just a quick peek back. Oh, boy, that was a tough weekend, wasn't it, with all that snow that fell on Beaver Dam?
You know, it was Small Business Saturday. One of my favorite things is going around and giving prizes to people who come out and support local. And it was rough. Our small businesses are feeling the crunch of the holidays. Because Thanksgiving was so late, it's almost like the shopping season is smaller. And on top of that, you had a major weekend, Small Business Saturday, with huge amounts of snow. And, you know, sometimes we'd go into stores to surprise someone and there wouldn't be anyone in there. So urging people to, you know, stay merry and shop local.
Well put. And we got the bad news, the big storm last weekend out of the way. Now we can just smile and talk about all the fun stuff that Beaver Dam has in store for the locals and for any visitors. Let's talk about this weekend. We got a parade, an open house. It's all up to you. Tracy, tell them all about it.
Okay. It is a list because we have festive folks in Beaver Dam with lots of things happening. So started in COVID, our Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure started as a drive-through experience for kids when, you know, they couldn't go and sit on Santa's lap and things like that. And we just had such an outpouring from the public to continue this every year. So, you know, it starts out at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here. That's where at Pizza Ranch, where there's a drive-through Grinch Toast Sticks breakfast at Pizza Ranch. And so Grinch will come to the window. Pizza Ranch gives kids a $5 arcade gift card, and you have this delicious, yummy breakfast. And then mostly 10 to noon are all the other stops, and I'm going to go through them unless you hear otherwise. So at the Chamber, we always host Santa, and we give a little giveaway. And so if you want to get that cute little picture with Santa, we have our tree and our fireplace and stockings hung. It's a great photo moment for your kids to come by 10 to noon. Oh, actually, we're going to be extended to 12:30 today. Then the holiday giveaway at the Beaver Dam Police Charities, also sponsored by the Heffron Family Fund, part of the Beaver Dam Community Foundation. They always do big giveaways as you drive through the police station from Front Street to Washington. Downtown American Bank in their back parking lot, they'll come out and give you a little candy bag. There's holiday lay-making at Blue Hawaii, holiday fun for kids for all ages, and Beaver Dam Rec Department at the Watermark. They are from 10 a.m. until 2. It's basically, you know, Santa's all over the place. You're making little treats and ornaments, and then they have holiday singing and things like that. And I have to take a drink of water because I have a scratch in my throat. Hang on. So you got to talk up.
That's all right. We're hearing from Tracy Probst from the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce. And just to give you some idea of all of the activities taking place, and she's just starting today, she already needed to take a drink. Are you back with me, Tracy? How did I do?
I am back with you. You did great. So again, just to recap, for the rec department at the Watermark, 10 to 2, there's just holiday fun for kids of all ages there. Beaver Dam High School FFA is just such a great group of kids, and we've collaborated on a few things with them. They do this great live animal experience, and it's kind of win-win. Kids can come in and see the live animals today from 10 until noon, and the students of the high school have an opportunity to public speak and, you know, be able to educate at the same time. So it's just a great round of, you know, around a way to support the FFA and in turn get something for your kids. So we have holiday donuts and a coupon giveaway at Dunkin' Donuts, a ballerina greet and giveaway at Dance Now Dance Studios. There's amazing adventures in martial arts at Third Heaven Martial Arts. In the past, and I don't know if they're doing it today, but I think they probably will, you actually get to try to break a board with your foot. They'll show you how to do that. There's a drive-through holiday giveaway at Beaver Dam Healthcare Center. And, you know, the residents there in the windows and watch kiddos as they drive by for their little giveaway. Trinity United Methodist Church, they always go big. And they make this Santa's drive-through marketplace. And so many donations are given by the members of the church, and everyone dresses up. So make sure you make your way to Trinity United Methodist Church. And Best Way Driving, not only do they do a giveaway for little kiddos, they also do a giveaway with teen drivers in partnership with Gina Omega at State Farm. So they are giving things like scrapers, and I can't remember what else is there, but if you have a teen driver, make sure they make their way to Best Way Driving for their giveaway. McKinstry's Home Furnishing this year got involved, and they're doing a snowball toss and popcorn giveaway. Elite Dance Center is you meet the dancers and princesses. And Beaver Dam Community Library does Holly Jolly Storytime at 10:30 a.m. And Let's Go Play, they are extended hours, and they are doing from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., where you can go in and make reindeer food, and they have some specials where the indoor play, the play space that you can take advantage of this year. So make your way to Let's Go Play. So those are all the stops of our Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure this morning. So big, big fun. But there's more.
We're speaking with Santa's head elf here in the Beaver Dam area, Tracy Probst. You mentioned that at the chamber this morning, Santa was going to be there, and an opportunity for the youngsters to have their pictures taken with Santa. Let's now turn to later today and the open house at the chamber and the lead up to the parade.
Yes. So at 4:30, the mayor will come. And she will light our Christmas tree that is just south of the chamber that gets bigger and bigger every year. And thank you to K&B. It was the first year that my husband didn't have to put the lights on. It was just getting way too big for him. And I believe the mayor is going to have John Newman, our parade marshal, actually light the tree, which is so suiting because, you know, he's the superintendent of parks here and is retiring, I believe, after 19 years of service to our parks. And so I think he's going to be our honorary tree lighter with the mayor at 4:30 by the chamber. And at 4 o'clock, we open up before that for hot cocoa and cookies, thanks to Vintage Park, as well as Let's Go Play, providing the cookies and hot cocoa for everyone to come in and stay warm right before the parade. But I should mention, Bob, there's other things in addition to Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure happening throughout the day. At First Lutheran Church, there is a bazaar and bake sale from 8 until 2. And at 1934 Event Center from 11 until 3 is their Christmas market. And from 1 until 7, there's an annual open house at Dodge County Historical Society. So this is all leading up to the parade. So many things that you can do during the day here.
And again, the program is Party Line here on WBEV. Santa's elf, Tracy Probst from the Chamber, is my guest. And we haven't even finished today's schedule of holiday activities here in Beaver Dam. Should we maybe focus a little bit more now on who's going to be in that parade?
We can. So we have, this year we have a few sponsors. Generac has kindly donated the carriage to bring in Santa and Mrs. Claus at the end of the parade. And Generac and JB Mechanical have sponsored the Yankee Dutchman. It's a group of, are you familiar with the Yankee Dutchman?
I'm not, sorry, no.
Yes. So they are a group of fun, a fun band. About 10 of them are coming. And it's one more band in addition to the high school that will be in the parade to add some holly jolly music to the festivities. Plus, MPTC and JB Mechanical have also sponsored a DJ from you guys, from WBEV. Mm-hmm. And there will be tunes playing 45 minutes before the parade and also 15 minutes after the parade to keep that kind of spirit in the air. So we have, I think it's around 55 entries. And I was told that the Waterloo Youth Sports Association does these big floats every year, and they have decided to share them with Beaver Dam. So we have a couple of these, I guess, amazing floats that are coming here from Waterloo. So that's very exciting. And the big, big news is Newman is back. And when you have a float like you had last year, you know, everyone is just anticipating, you know, seeing. They kind of set the bar high. It's going to be tough, but seeing what Newman Pools is going to pull out this year.
Okay. The parade here in Beaver Dam starts at 5 o'clock. A little bit of maybe the route, where it's starting, where it's ending, maybe a secret favorite place to catch the parade along the way. Any tips for folks, maybe from out of town, who are going to enjoy the holiday parade in Beaver Dam this evening?
Yes, we would love to have them. We love visitors in Beaver Dam. And it's a real short parade route, which is actually great for those that are in the parade. Having done the longer parade route in my younger years, this is so much better. So all of the parade entries are lining up on South Spring Street and at the intersection of lining up on South Center Street, apologies. And at the corner of Front and South Center is where the parade officially starts. So as far as tips, it goes from the 100 block of Front Street, and then they take a right on the 100 to 300 blocks of South Spring Street, and then wrap around to the right on Mill Street. So it's a one big block area. As far as tips, the judges and WBEV sit in front of McKinstry's Home Furnishings. And so a lot of times you'll see the acts performing. So that would be probably one of my tips. My second tip is by the chamber, because if you want to go get some hot cocoa during the parade, you can quick pop in or use a restroom and things like that. So our building is open there for you to use during the parade. So those would probably be my hot tips. Or, you know, down by Uga Brewing Company or Damsel's, if you want to pop in and get a few libations.
Okay. And again, the parade starts at 5. The chamber open house is at 4 o'clock. Again, the hot cocoa, the restrooms before you stand outside. And it's an early Christmas present for all the participants. It's not a long parade route with temperatures in the 20s.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Tracy, thank you so much on behalf of our listeners, telling them about all of the fun activities taking place today here in Beaver Dam. But there's another weekend coming up, and I'm going to take a brief break, bring Tracy Probst back on Party Line as we talk more about holiday celebrations this coming, well, I should say next weekend, as Party Line continues right after these words. Tracy Probst from the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce back with me on Party Line this morning talking about holiday celebrations here in town. I missed one thing I wanted to mention, which is if you are unable to attend the parade tonight in Beaver Dam, Sherry and Wade will be bringing you live coverage on Daily Dodge TV. And Tracy mentioned there was something else you wanted to mention about this weekend before we jump ahead to next. You're up, Tracy. What about the Grinch tomorrow?
Yes, the Beaver Dam Country Club has brunch with the Grinch and Santa from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Reservations are required. You call the Beaver Dam Country Club. It's $23.95 for adults, $12.95 for ages 3 to 10, and under 3 are free. So if you want that, you know, whole breakfast and Christmas experience and be among Grinch and Santa, that would be a great way to spend the morning with your kids. And again, that's 10 to 1 p.m.
The only place I know where Grinch gets top billing over Santa.
Yeah, you know, as I looked at this on our flyer, why did we do that?
Well, it's hard to get the Grinch this time of year. He's so busy. You had to give him top billing. So there is the open house. There is the parade today. There are all of those things that you mentioned earlier in our interview. Let's peek ahead to next weekend. Coco Walk, Bar Crawl. Tell our listeners about it.
Yes. So we have Jingle and Mingle Holiday Bar Crawl. You know, we try to do things that appeal to a wide variety of audiences. And this is our first annual Jingle and Mingle Holiday Bar Crawl. We will have a shuttle, It is next Saturday from 12 until 5 p.m. Now, you do have to pay. There is a $10 registration. This helps pay for the transportation, but this year we're giving a portion of every registration to the Dodge County Food Pantry. So our wonderful bar and tavern members wanted to do something nice for the community as well. So, you know, we're encouraging people to, you know, have group costumes, you know, that are festive, ugly sweaters, tackiest, or, you know, light it up and twinkle toes and have the best lit outfit too. So there's a number of stops that are participating: Damsels, Uga Brewing Company, Dragon's Den Lounge, Stormy's Music Venue, Johnny's Lounge, The Dam Tavern, Thirsty Beaver, Charlie Brown's, Park Avenue Sports Cafe, and Blue Hawaii. And each location does have drink specials associated with that, too. So that's our Jingle and Mingle Bar Crawl. The Cocoa Walk, oh, gosh, I think this is now in its seventh year. And again, it's all about encouraging people to shop local. And our small businesses, our participating small businesses, are including cocoa at the store. So it could be hot cocoa, maybe it's a cupcake, maybe it's a cookie, something with chocolate, maybe it's, you know, some of our neighbors' Goose chocolates. But there'll be something cocoa for each shopper to enjoy at each of the stops. So our cocoa walk is 10 to 3 next Saturday. Some hours vary by store, but please continue to shop local and enjoy some chocolate along the way.
How important is it to the members of the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce that they heed our advice and shop local this year?
Well, I think everyone will always talk about, you know, those vacant storefronts. Nobody likes to see a vacant storefront, but they become vacant when people are not supporting that business, and they bring such character to our community. Not only that, I hear it all the time. These small businesses are asked repeatedly for donations and things like that. And that's, you know, kind of hard on their pocketbook. But the small businesses give back more to the community than larger big box stores. So it's really important that we you know, maintain that cool, ambiance or character in our community by keeping these small businesses thriving.
Let's just summarize, if we could, let's highlight the top of the activities that people can find in Beaver Dam today. A quick rundown again of the schedule for activities here in the community.
Okay. Again, from beginning at 9 a.m. is the Grinch Toast Sticks with the Grinch at Pizza Ranch until 11. And please go to our website. That's probably the best place, at beaverdamchamber.com, or our Facebook page to get all the list of participating businesses. From most are 10 to noon, but we do have a few that are going into the afternoon, of stops and giveaways that are available for today. On top of that, we have the Bazaar and Bake Sale at First Lutheran Church, 8 to 2, the Christmas Market, 1934 Event Center, 11 to 3, annual open house at the Dodge County Historical Society, 1 to 7, the holiday open house at the Chamber and tree lighting at 4:30. Our open house begins at 4, get some cookies and some hot cocoa, and the holiday parade today at 5. A big shout out to Vintage Parts, Generations Chiropractic, the Heffron Family Fund, part of the Beaver Dam Community Foundation, and the Beaver Dam Police Charities for supporting today's Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure. And once again, the brunch with Santa and Grinch from 10 until 1 at Beaver Dam Country Club. Make sure you call for those reservations.
Oh, you're going to be on his nice list now since you made Santa. That was well done there, Tracy.
Tracy, next year we'll fix that on the flyer.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I'm going to let you get on. I know you're a busy gal today, so have a wonderful holiday celebration. Thanks for sharing all that information about the fun and festivities they can find in Beaver Dam. A Merry Christmas to you and all yours.
Merry Christmas.
That was Tracy Probst again joining us this morning on Party Line with all of the holiday activities scheduled for today, tomorrow, and on into next weekend here in Beaver Dam.